702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
So we are talking about obesity. Do you eat too much? Have you been putting on weight and it doesn't stop? Maybe you've got the obesity gene. Maybe you're just indulging too much. Are you concerned about it? Give us a call, because we're also talking to a specialist in this area, what companies can do to avert this crisis, to help those who are struggling with obesity. And when we say we've got a crisis in South Africa, we mean it. A VIT study that suggests that obesity is costing South Africa's health system 33 billion rand a year. I mean, that's nearly 16% of all government health expenditure. Let's bring in Gary Feltman. He's executive head of healthcare consulting at employee benefits firm NMG Benefits. A very good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning, Jane, and good morning to the listeners.
How do we define obesity?
Jane, I think ultimately obesity is when people's BMI or their weight is proportionately higher than what their height requires them to be. So they're basically overweight.
Okay. And if you think that you've got a problem, if you feel that that you've got a problem, what should you do?
Jane, I think the listeners should really consider seeing a dietitian and just reviewing their eating habits and basically the exercising, because that is the two contradictory. So if you're not exercising sufficiently and eating too much, then you will end up being obese. And then ultimately, unfortunately, obesity results in some of the comorbidity conditions like diabetes, like coronary heart disease, and potentially could even result in some forms of types of cancer.
So, I mean, the strain on your organs is enormous, isn't it?
Absolutely. Your heart and your lungs are just not made to work that much harder in an environment where you're carrying excessive weight.
And I was going to ask you how big a problem obesity is in South Africa, but as I mentioned a little earlier, I mean, it's costing our health system 33 billion rand a year, and apparently it's getting worse.
It's world over, Jane, that obesity is becoming problematic, and it's unfortunately even spiraling down to the youth, to kids. And I think COVID had a huge impact on that, because kids were just not getting out, and they were restricted to home. They were not doing exercise. I mean, we know that sports was all cancelled at school for 2 years. And ultimately, it's not only in the workplace that we see this becoming problematic, but even in school-going, university-going children.
All right. The risks, the drivers behind childhood obesity?
Well, once again, as I said, it's inactivity. And I think also the fact that people are eating more and more unhealthy foods, cheaper takeaway foods, and ultimately that results in basically picking up weight and leading an unhealthier lifestyle.
It's often linked to a growing middle class as well, isn't it?
Definitely so. I think we're basically just relying on, as I said, unhealthier foods, cheaper, less nutritional foods. I mean, we've got to look at all those elements. What is the type of food you're eating, and also ultimately, the quantity of food is becoming more and more important to consider.
And, you know, there's such a problem with quick foods, right? How processed they are. I mean, that's key, isn't it? Stay away, if you can, from processed foods.
Very much so. I mean, and we see that, and coming back to obesity in the workplace, when we consult to clients, corporate clients specifically, we tell them that if they have catering facilities, they should focus on healthier foods and not the processed foods. The healthier foods are definitely...
Gary? We seem to have lost Gary. We're talking about obesity and the growing problem of it in South Africa. The fact that it's costing our health system 33 billion rand a year, and it's not just a problem in South Africa, it's happening all around the world. It's also linked to the growing middle class, and it seems more attractive, and obviously it's a lot easier for people to just go out there and grab a takeaway. But the problem is when it starts impacting our youth, South Africa's youth, which is what we are seeing, then we've got troubles. And if it's costing this amount of money on the health system, on businesses, then surely businesses have a role to play to get out there and put a stop to it. And the only way to do that is to work very closely with their employees. Gary, I believe we've got you back again.
Have you got me back?
I've got you back.
Yeah. Thanks, Jane. Sorry, there was most probably a technical hitch there. But yeah, Jane, I think it's important to work with your employees in the work environment to get them more active. As I said, I think you need to look at your catering facilities. If you have a canteen,
and give us a call a little bit later on. We're going to be speaking to him at 9:30. Gary, we've got you back. I believe you are in the grip of shock horror load shedding. Gary,
Jane.
Let's before we lose you again, let's get on to what companies can do.
Well, I think, Jane, you know, there are four or five things that companies can do to assist the employees and combat obesity in the workplace. As I've mentioned earlier on, is healthy options in canteens and on-site vending machines. They can also introduce competitions, activity competitions. Like, for argument's sake, we've seen companies where we consult to that they've introduced fitness activities competitions. And if you achieve certain level of fitness or do certain amount of exercise, you get a day's leave or half a day's leave, which I think is very attractive to staff members. Getting people to move, getting people to use the stairs rather than using the lift to get up to their offices. I think to encourage people to do exercise. And then also, I think the work-life balance becomes very important. Giving people regular breaks. If you are mentally strained and tired, then ultimately that also results in lower productivity.
And, you know, we can't really assume, we can't make assumptions, can we? I mean, I think many people don't realize how easy it is to exercise, what it is that you can do. You know, even if it's walking around the office a couple of times, stretching your legs, standing up, sitting down, there are a few basic things that you can quite easily do.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right, Jane. I mean, what we've seen is people say to their staff to just go together as colleagues and walk around the block even during your lunch break, after you had your lunch. Small things like that, which don't need to take a lot of time, I think just gets the blood flowing and gets the mind released of all the stress, work stress, and ultimately does improve productivity.
And what's the conversation to be had with an employee that you're concerned with? I mean, I should imagine many are self-conscious about carrying too much weight. So is it something that you've got to admit to first before you can tackle it?
Yes, Jen, I think the important point there is really to educate and communicate with staff. When we consult as NNG to clients, we put together a communication strategy and educate around the impact of obesity, like the discussion we're having now, is just making people aware of it. We see that helps with a reduction in absenteeism, ultimately, because we do know that if you are overweight, your energy levels drop and you're more likely to be absent from work. So it's really educating your staff around a healthy lifestyle. That is the important part of it.
And maybe removing options of temptation. I mean, I worked on a job some time back and we got given these boxes, and in the box was a white processed sandwich, packet of crisps, some wine gums, and, you know, something else that was just not at all healthy. I mean, those things should just be removed, right?
Absolutely, Jane. I mean, what we've seen there is introducing healthier fresh fruit, to even spend a bit of money on your staff and put bowls of apples and fresh fruit. I mean, as you know, traditionally they say an apple a day keeps a doctor away. But just small things like that, rather than giving processed sandwiches, put fruit bowls out, put wraps out with healthy contents, and then basically make staff a lot more healthy and basically hopefully reducing the level of obesity in the workplace.
And if you get this right, I mean, how quickly can you see change?
Jane, we've seen in certain companies, once you get your staff educated and motivated, people actually have internal competitions, weight loss competitions. And yes, I know people don't want to disclose their actual weight, but you can put it as a percentage of your body mass, so you never know exactly what a person weighs. And once you get these competitions going in the bigger organization or in sports, in the divisions, even per division, we see competition does drive results, and people are traditionally competitive to try and lose weight. And you can see results within 2-3 months. We've seen a change in certain environments as far as people are much more active, are focusing on what they're eating, and ultimately are reducing their weight.
And I should imagine a dramatic impact on their mental well-being.
That is 100% correct. I mean, if you are overweight, your self-esteem is traditionally impacted. And once you start getting fitter and you start losing weight, you start looking better, you start feeling better. And as you said, I mean, your self-esteem improves, and you are then traditionally a better employee and adding much more value to your organization.
Who is the bigger driver here? Do you target female employees or male employees? I'm sure you target both, but who would lead the charge? What have you noticed?
Well, Jane, look, I mean, we know traditionally, in the female environment, they are a lot more conscious of their look, and but ultimately it's across the board. Obesity is not something that differentiates male or female. It's become a worldwide problem in the workplace, and we believe that if you get a couple of people that are going to lead the competitions, lead the change of attitude, lead the change of behavior, you just need some change agents within the organization to make a huge difference to the entire organization and the entire workforce.
What would you like to see government do? How should you be working with government?
Well, I think from that perspective, government, and we know that government has zero-rated certain foodstuffs from VAT, for argument's sake. But if we look at those foodstuffs, a lot of them are not healthy foodstuffs. I mean, if we look at maize meal, for argument's sake. Maize meal, unfortunately, yes, it is one of our major food sources, but it's not a healthy food source. It's got some nutritional value. But if you look at more fruits and the healthier foodstuffs needs to be considered, either promoted by government and large employers to result in better foods and better quality of nutrition for their staff.
So, Gary, if a company gets in touch with you, how would it work? I mean, obviously, you've got to convince them of the impact of tackling this, what it'll do to their bottom line. Then how does it work?
Jane, thanks very much for that question. I think it's a very important question. And as I said, when NMG consults two clients, we help them with a communication strategy, an education strategy. We send out weekly or monthly newsletters on the internet sites, and we facilitate things like weight loss competitions, programs with the company. We work out what a budget would be, and we can ultimately see the return on investment of these initiatives, because we've seen some fantastic results in some large organizations where people have bought into this and have started realizing the impact on their personal life and then ultimately on their productivity and their presenteeism in the workplace. I mean, a lot of people who are obese come to work, they sit there, and after an hour or two of work, they are tired, they are getting depressed, and it basically results in a lack of productivity. Whereas if you are full of energy, fit, healthy, your productivity definitely increases.
And the message is that anyone can do it, that if you put your mind to it, you can do it, you can achieve it, you can beat this.
Absolutely, Jane, you're 100% right. If you put your mind to it, it's mind over matter. And as I said, I think the biggest benefits we've seen is in the competition environment. As I mentioned earlier on, traditionally people are competitive, and once you give them some form of incentives, I mean, we've seen that, as I said earlier on, if you give them half a day leave once you achieve a certain goal of fitness or of weight loss, people are unique. I mean, they definitely strive towards that, and they find ways of doing it.
All right, so you say it needs to be tackled from a very early age. It starts from what you put in your lunchbox. And for the employee too, I mean, you don't want to encourage mindless eating. So I should imagine that some, you know, you eat before you get to work. And if you take something with you, you take, you know, nuts or dried fruit or fruit. And that is something that you nibble, but not throughout the day. It needs to be contained.
Absolutely, Jane. I think even if you go to an organization and you attend a meeting there and you can see what they serve for a finger lunch or a cocktail party, I mean, those are small things that we don't consider, but a lot of that food we've seen is unhealthy foods. And when you start speaking to them, when they're ranging, even if they have client or staff functions, have a healthy menu. Focus on what you're serving people. I think those are critically important facts that you can consider and make a small difference across the board.
All right. If there are any companies out there who want to get in touch with you to find out what to do, how should they go about it, Gary?
Jane, they can look at our website, NMG Benefits. My name, Gary Feldman, is on that. And we do have offices in the major centres in South Africa, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban, Bloemfontein, and Kwabera. And we can engage with national companies. As I said, we've got clients from large national corporates to small SME clients. And every one of them can make a difference to their employees.
Gary, good to have you with us. Thank you. I was